Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Monday, July 26, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Christians receive approval to start microenterprise in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A Christian website is blocked in China, and a radio network is collecting shoes for orphan souls. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where peacekeepers will be staying for at least another year to stem the tide of violence there. The violence, though, isn't stopping Hope International from getting involved in that war-torn nation. Hope International just received registration to be one of the first microfinance institutions in the country. HI's Peter Greer.
It means that the government has given us authorization to start working with small-scale entrepreneurs to help them start or expand their local businesses. And so this will give the opportunity for the country to be built up, starting at the grassroots level.
But Greer says it's not all about helping business development.
We do want to improve the family's financial situation, their social situation, but also, and most importantly, we want to reach out to them with the spiritual aspect. We find local believers who are engaged in small-scale business and encourage them to reach out to their community.
Next, it has outstripped Star Wars, Titanic, and other blockbuster movies in longevity. Translated into more than 760 languages, more than 2 billion people have watched this film since 1979. The Jesus Film Project celebrates a quarter century of ministry this year, but Clyde Tabor says they're looking to the future.
We are constantly looking for ways to innovate. And so we've come up with several innovative ideas, and we're still in the process of giving everyone on the planet a very powerful and relevant chance to hear about Jesus.
A recent study suggests most of the 1.1 million new churches planted since 1994 started with the Jesus film. Tabor says their approach, though, has changed by necessity.
I think there are some things that we'll find will continually have some degree of impact, but as the world changes, I think we need to continue to think, how can we take this timeless message and present it in such a way that it is effective and powerful in a very changing world?
You're listening to Mission Network News. Every day, sick and injured Guatemalans receive free medical care from mobile medical clinics, pharmacies, community clinics, or MedX first aid kits. Operation Blessing International's Deb Benson explains why they've committed to helping in rural Guatemala.
Our staff in Guatemala are just very passionate about helping their neighbors and community needs through the churches there, and they just really saw a need for medical help. I mean, we currently operate 11 full-time clinics, and we also supply MedX kits to 59 schools.
Benson says the ministry opportunities are great for those involved in this outreach.
They're just dedicated to demonstrating God's love in what they do. And some of the doctors that are working in these areas have left bigger cities because they really want to help, and at the same time they want to show that, you know, there is a hope. Medicine heals, but, you know, God provides eternal life.
Meanwhile, Christians and other minority groups in China are facing more repression by the Chinese government. According to Forum 18 News Service, Chinese web users are denied access to a range of religious sites based abroad. During a two-month survey, they found that sites relating to persecution of Christians and other religious faiths were being blocked. The bad news is that many church leaders use the internet to study God's word and download scriptures for new believers. Pray that the blocking will stop. And a Christian radio network in the United States is gathering shoes to help reach out in Christian love to the needy of Romania and Latvia. The radio network of Moody Bible Institute is participating in Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls shoe campaign. They're collecting new shoes and socks to send to these two countries. They're providing shoes as a way to open the door to talk about Christ. The network is also planning new ministry to these countries. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.